whole thing started. Here comes the hits, the bangs, the blocks, and the spikes. Cause all my rowdy friends are getting psyched for Friday night. Take it away, boys, let the football fly.
Hello and welcome back out to District 3 Stadium for the WRHF Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. I'm Chet Tucker alongside Mo Bell. We're here to bring you the second game of this kickoff night, and we've got the South Point Stallions facing off against Perennial Power, the Gaffney Indians. Mo, it should be a terrific matchup.
It absolutely will. Two powerhouses from two different leagues that aren't that far from each other. Gaffney finished 11-2 last year. Only two losses were to Burns, and many thought they could have gone all the way. Did beat Dorman, did beat a lot of other quality teams, Spartanburg, beat Rock Hill High in the playoffs. So good quality team, traditional football in Gaffney.
Yeah, they certainly are. They're going to be coached by Dan Jones and return seven defensive starters from last year's team that had an excellent defense. And Gaffney has been known at times to come out slowly at the start of the season, but once it gets time for November and playoffs, they always seem to round into form. And last year we saw kind of the same thing out of the South Point Stallions. Right out of the gate in the second game of the season, I think they got snuck up on a little bit by Rock Hill High, had their first loss in a couple of years. They had gone undefeated in state champions the year prior, and Rock Hill got them. But that put them on a winning streak. They end up finishing the season 10-2, got knocked out on a controversial two-point play in overtime versus Daniel, and that ended their string of four straight state championships. And you know, the guys under new leadership with Coach Devontae Holloman have been itching since that two-point conversion to get back onto the field and a chance to shut up some of the haters.
Well, you hear the term reloaded, and that's been South Point over the years, but this year's a little different. A lot of unknown players, a lot of the really good running back, Joe Irvin, Maurice Whitlock, they're gone. But they have Du Tyleek still. Quarterback is where it all starts on offense, and he's there. Jason McManus, offense coordinator, not there. People aren't talking about that, but Chet, that can matter too. You had an offense coordinator just seemed to know which plays to call at the right times, and always they produced 44 points a game last year. So will Devontae Holloman be more of a defensive type coach, or will he allow the offense to wide open? We don't know. We'll find out a lot tonight.
Yeah, lots of questions to be answered over the next couple of weeks, but we're going to get our first taste of high school football here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back just as soon as you can. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The Nickel Store in Rock Hill has everything you need for opening day of dove season. Get brushed up on shooting skills. Nichols carries a full line of champion throwers and clays. Need ammo? Nickel Store has the largest selection in the Carolinas. Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air, your local Train dealer. If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100, and we'll show you how you can save up to 40% on your energy cost. It's hard to stop a train.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call Heating and Air.
Proud to be celebrating 25 years serving the Tri-County area.
Welcome back out to District 3. We're just about ready for kickoff. We're going to send it down to Brown Simpson, who's going to be taking in all of the coin toss festivities. I don't know, Brown might have some dead batteries down there. We might have to get somebody to go down there and check on that. But, Mo, you get the South Point Stallions coming back. You mentioned Jason McManus headed towards leaving the team. He's now the offensive coordinator out in Spartanburg, another perennial powerhouse. But it is going to be interesting to see what we see out of this South Point team tonight.
Well, it is. I was looking back in the stats trying to figure who we're going to say is going to step into the role. And I don't know. There were a lot of seniors on last year's team. And now South Point traditionally have JV teams that are going defeated also. So there are usually players ready to go. We just don't know who they are at this time.
Yep. Well, they do return to Leek Steele, who was the standout quarterback last year. As the year progressed, he seemed to get more and more comfortable in that role. Finished last year with over 2,000 yards passing, had 33 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and completed passes at 65%. So, you know, he's rounded in. This is his senior year. He's had opportunities to play in two state championship seasons, and he's going to have an opportunity to really carry this team on his back.
Well, everybody, he's ready. There's no question you've got the quarterback that can make it happen. But a lot of offensive linemen left last year, too. They really did a good job grinding the ball out and protecting him so he can make those passes.
Teams are gathered. Looks like Gaffney is going to receive the kickoff when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
Palmetto Women's Center invites you to join them in their Color Me for Life 5K on September 21st at Westminster Park. Starting at 9 a.m., enjoy Zumba, bouncy houses, vendors, and food trucks. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit palmettowomenscenter.com.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the good student discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
Welcome back out. High school football kickoff here in Football City, USA. Mo, it's a beautiful night. Sun's going down. The long shadow stretching across the field here at District 3 Stadium. You still got time to come out. We haven't kicked off the second game. We still got another one to follow. So if you're sitting at home listening to the broadcast, come on out and check us out. You're going to have a great time. The South Point Stallions run through the tunnel and take the field. They're wearing their silver helmets, red jerseys with white numbers, and white pants. Gaffney Indians coming out in a whiteout, all white pants and uniform. Got some black trim and gold numbers and their traditional black helmets. And we are almost ready for high school football action.
And the shade has now engulfed the field. That's good news. It was about 95 just 45 minutes ago. It is cooling down. And what a great crowd by Gaffney. We're not surprised. Gaffney is one of those towns that it's a one-school city. And they've traditionally had strong football there. They're almost every year are in the thick of things, and their fans really support them. They do a great job in Gaffney with the Indians.
All right, we're going to try one more time down with Brown Simpson down on the sideline. Brown, you got us?
I got you right now. Let me grab Joanne Fowler real quick. Hold tight, guys. I've got her coming over. She's with the Palmetto Women's Center. Joanne, we're back live now. Tell me why it's important, the Palmetto Women's Center is involved in an activity, community activity like this, and real quickly, what you guys do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Brown. We're here tonight because we really appreciate the students and the parents in our community. One of the things that we do is we service all age groups. So regardless of whether you have insurance or you don't have insurance, whether you're rich or poor, we provide a lot of medical services at no charge. We also help with, once the baby is born, with maternity clothes, food. We also connect our parents to some of the other local agencies to get their high school diplomas, to make sure that they continue their education. We just want to help make our community a better place.
Well, Joanne, we appreciate everything you guys do. We're so excited about Palmetto Women's Center being the sponsor of the game, too, between the Stallions and the Indians. Thank you a lot.
Thank you so much.
Chet, back to you.
Colin Carhue gets the kickoff. He's going to send it down to about the 15-yard line. We've got flags on the play and whistles, and looks like we may have to do that one again, Mo.
Well, it was a nice kick high in the middle. Not sure what went wrong, but it's coming out to the 30-yard line, which prevents injury in the preseason.
Yeah, they're not going to do live kickoffs here in this final scrimmage. That's where some of the biggest collisions in football take place, on those kickoffs. So Gaffney will start from the 30.
This feels like a game, but it really doesn't count in the standings. But it's certainly going to look like it later tonight, I think.
Andre Lindsay had 2,000 yards passing last year. He'll come out leading the troops, and he's going to hand off inside. Nice job of that South Point defense to swallow it up. Looked like Chauncey Massey in on the tackle.
And Chauncey's a senior, and he did a great job last year, too. He just has a good nose for the football.
Ball out to the 32-yard line. It's going to be a handoff. Comes to the right side. This good blocking out on the edges, but nice pursuit by the Stallions. They're going to run him out of bounds right at the 40-yard line. Looks like he's going to have enough for the first down. Kelvin Colby on the carry.
And he's only 5'5", 165, but he's what I would call a scat back. He's really fast. He got around one defender on the end spot.
Lindsey has him right back on the ball at two wide receivers to the far side, two to the near. Lindsey surveys. South Point jumps into the neutral zone. It'll be flagged. Got a little hard count there. Gaffney gone on one. First two plays, change up the snap count and get a quick 5 yards.
High school football, once you penetrate the neutral zone, it's a penalty. The whistle is blown. It's a 5-yard penalty. Pro ball, you can get back, but not in high school ball.
So first down and five now for the Indians at the 46-yard line. Lindsey takes the snap, hands off inside. Once again, it's a nice hard run by number six, Kelvin Kirby. He's going to have first down yardage on a gain of about 6 yards into Stallion territory down to the 48-yard line.
Ran over the left guard spot, just had real good blocking there. Linebackers were just taken out of the play, and the defensive backs were able to make the stop.
Well, you mentioned Kirby's size. He is slight, but he is quick as lightning. He hits that hole very quickly. Lindsey looks towards the sideline. They're going to go trip wide receivers on the far side, just a single wide receiver to the near side. They'll put one in motion, even it back out. Lindsey's going to look to throw, looks downfield, throwing deep. Got a man with a step downfield just over his fingertips, out of bounds. That was number 20, Hollis, on the attempt, just over his outstretched arms.
And Quan Peterson on the defense, he actually let the receiver get a step on him. Very fortunate that pass was thrown just a little bit long.
And Malik Hollis just could not quite track it down. It'll be second down and 10. 6:21 to go on the first quarter clock. Still 0-0. Gaffney driving with their first possession. Lindsey going to fake the handoff this time. Tries to get to the edge. Nice job of stretching it out by that South Point defense. Number three, Chauncey Massey, in again on the tackle. Limits it to a 1 yard gain.
Lindsey's 6'2", 195, and that's a great size, particularly for passing, but don't know that he has the speed to turn it upfield.
A little confusion on the field as the balls get switched out. Looks like a Stallion ball was thrown in initially, but they'll get the Gaffney Indian ball back out there. Be third down and 9 from the Stallion 47-yard line. We'll have running clocks here in the first quarter. Balls will only stop, time will only stop on penalties and timeouts. Lindsey surveys. He's going to roll immediately to his right, looking to throw downfield. It's going to be a short pass. It's going to be caught on the sideline. Receiver tries to spin out of the tackle. He'll be about a yard and a half short of the first down. Going to get it all the way down to the 40, but it will bring up a fourth down.
That was a down-and-out pattern, and it's hard to defend that. Caught it, turned the ball upfield. They're going for it, Chet, 4th and 3.
Gaffney quickly on top of the ball, trying to catch the Stallions asleep. Bark out some orders from Lindsey. Tries the hard count once again. Nobody bites. He'll take the snap, handoff inside to Kirby, and I don't think he got it, Mo. It's going to be a turnover on downs and a big-time stand by the Stallions.
Well, it went right up the gut. And initial contact made just as he crossed the line of scrimmage. He gave second effort, but defenders held and didn't let him get away from him.
And on the change of possessions, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Insurance companies have professionals looking out for their interests. Shouldn't you? This is attorney Brandon Nobles, and you don't have to fight the system alone. The Wilkerson Law Firm is dedicated to helping accident and injury victims. Give us a call at 324-7200 or visit us on the web at fcwlaw.com. Offices in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and Lancaster.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game-changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
When facing life's most important journey, we understand the word hospice can be scary. At Homestead, hospice means quality of life and comfort in your home. It's your choice who you have for a hospice provider. With Homestead Hospice, you're able to embrace every moment with your loved one. A team of professionals will address the clinical, social, and spiritual needs of the patient. Choose Homestead Hospice and Palliative Care. Call 803-372-6355 for a free consultation or visit homesteadhospice.net.
Oh, yeah! And we'll come right back to action down here. Gaffney Indians are going to intercept the Khalid Steele pass. They're going to take it all the way into the end zone. A pick six for the Gaffney Indians. Can't get a number on that quite yet. Those gold numerals are hard to pick out. But the pass was tipped by the receiver right into the arms of number 36, Caden Richards, who's got offers from Furman right now. And he's able to take it back about 55 yards into the end zone for the touchdown. It'll be 6-0, pinning the extra point.
Slant pattern over the middle. When you don't catch at it, it pops up in the air. It's danger, and that's what happened.
Extra point snap is back. Kick is up. And it is good. Let's send it down to Brown Simpson over on the sideline with a special guest.
Chet, we've got Alan Chisholm with KFC of Rock Hill and Lancaster. And, of course, they're one of our sponsors during high school football during the season. But, Alan, y'all are doing this again this year, and we can't thank you guys enough. I want you to tell everybody how long you have been employed with KFC. This is amazing.
Been employed with KFC since 1975. Be 43 years, the 21st of this month.
That's a lot. That's a long time to work at a place, and you don't really see that anymore, but you must love what you do and what KFC stands for.
Right. I love what I do and the people I work for. Integrity is the main thing. They've always been good to me, and I've always been good to them.
Well, I want to tell you, we want to thank KFC for being a sponsor of the WRHI Football City USA Classic this third year. We can't thank you guys enough and what y'all do also during the regular season also.
Well, I've seen you guys do a lot for the community, so have KFC, and we appreciate what you guys do.
Well, we appreciate you, Alan. I mean, Chet, Mo, back to you. A true champion, KFC of Rock Hill and Lancaster.
And Gaffney Indians are in the lead. It's 7-0 after the pick six. Talik Steele was able to complete one pass for good yardage in the second pass, hit the receiver right in the hands and bounced out and was returned 55 yards for the touchdown. 3 minutes, 47 seconds to go here in the opening quarter of our second game tonight at the WRHI Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. It's going to be a high short kick, going to be fielded at about the 28-yard line by two Stallions, but once again, they will whistle it dead. No live kickoff, so the Stallions will start over from the 30-yard line.
Stallions on offense had two pass plays, one completed, one not completed. Look for them to try to establish a running game before they start putting the ball in the air again. You know, what was disappointing, Chet, is if you're a South Point fan, is after the interceptions were made, no one really got in position to make the tackle. And there were blockers there, but you got to fight through those blockers. He had a lane, and, that's 6 points you gave up.
It certainly is. So the defense had just come off the field after a terrific stop on a fourth down, able to switch the field and give their offense a chance with the ball, and it's an inauspicious start for that Stallion offense. Talik Steele still in the game at quarterback. Some Gaffney Indians changing out some players on their defense, make sure all their equipment is right. Looked like a player needed to tie his shoe. But the Indians will take over, twins to each side. Talik Steele will flare it out to the running back out of the backfield, makes the catch and crosses the 35-yard line. Be a nice 6-yard gain on first down and 10.
And that was a familiar number two, but Quay Chambers, senior, and a nice catch. You have to look the ball in the hands before you turn it up the field. He did a good job on that one.
Yeah, you mentioned the absence of Joe Urban. He made that number two famous for South Point for a number of years. Hand off to Chambers inside. Makes a first man miss, but is only able to get back a little bit past the line of scrimmage. He'll be out to the 37-yard line. I'll set up a third down and a long 3 yards to go.
And Quay did get some rushes last year. I think it was about 35, mainly toward the end of the year. And so he's a good quality back. He just didn't have opportunity last year.
Third down and three, Steele quickly on top of the ball. Same formation for the Stallions. Different running back in the backfield with Steele. Steele takes a snap, looks left side. Pass is going to be incomplete right through the hands of Jordan Mahoney, who had enough for the first down right there in front of him. Just could not corral the pass. It'll be fourth down in a punting situation for the Stallions.
And punting game for South Point should be fine this year. Amigo Blake was a punter last year. He's back this year. He's now a junior. Averaged 39 yards. Some of the punts were adventurous last year, but as the year went on, he certainly got better. Yeah, Omega Blake.
Blake back with his heels on the 21-yard line. He'll take the snap, puts his big right foot into it, gets a high wobbly spiral punt out to the 31-yard line where it'll be fielded and blown dead. Looks like they're going to spot it at the 32. And let's go down to Brown Simpson on the sideline. He's got another special guest for us.
Well, I got a special guest, Chet, but I guess you could say he's going to be a colleague also too. Mac Banks, who has covered high school sports for a long time, Fort Mill Times, the Herald, is joining our crew this year. Mac, how you feel about joining WRHI's football crew?
Well, considering you just threw me under the bus and caught me off by surprise, I didn't realize we were going to be on the air right now. But, no, I'm excited to do it, and I'm happy to be on board and looking forward to a good season.
And you and I will be in 2 weeks down at Conway as Nation Ford will go to down to Conway to take on the Tigers. That's one thing you better learn about working with me. You better be ready always.
Yeah, I've seen you work in the past, and I'm ready, and we got to hit Robert Earl Carter up for a good restaurant.
He knows them all. Mac Banks joining the WRHI football crew this year. Chet, Mo, back to you.
Lindsey's pass on first down is complete to Malik Hollis for a gain of 5 yards out to the 36-yard line. Brings up second down and five. Lindsey looks to throw again. He'll go over the middle pass, incomplete, right in the hands of his receiver, but immediately there, Chauncey Massey and a crew of Stallion linebackers who are able to knock the ball away. It'll be third down and five.
You hit him hard. That was Tyrese Minton also helping. No way to catch that one, not when you get hit that hard.
Third down and five. Stallion's trying to get off the field for a second time. Lindsey surveys. He'll take the snap. Looks left. Now he's got to scramble to his right. Going to get wrapped up, but escapes. Gets the sideline, may have stepped out of bounds, was tiptoeing down there trying to reach out for the yard to gain. They're going to give him a quite favorable spot all the way out to the 40, but it'll be fourth down and 2 yards to go, and I suspect the Indians might bring in a tight package and go for this. Well, it looks like a kicking team may come out.
That was Josh Greenwood putting the pressure on him. I thought he had him for a sack. He's only a sophomore, so that's a good sign when you have a sophomore penetrating the offensive line of Gaffney. Looks like they're punting, Chet. I'm surprised, too.
Yeah, fourth down and two on their own 40-yard line in the scrimmage. A minute 51 to go here in this opening quarter. The punter back for Gaffney. Can't quite see his number. Looks like maybe number 31, A.J. Hames, or number 45, Christian Upton. He'll get a big right foot into it. Sends a wobbly spiral down inside the 30 at the 25-yard line, where the Stallions will take over. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Palmetto Women's Center invites you to join them in their Color Me for Life 5K on September 21st at Westminster Park. Starting at 9 a.m., enjoy Zumba, bouncy houses, vendors, and food trucks. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit palmettowomenscenter.com.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
Stallions take over from the 27-yard line. Let's send it down to Brown Simpson on the south.
Thank you, Chet. I've got Bill Warren, the athletic director at Rock Hill High School. Bill, got to see the first game. The Bearcats come out on top 7-6 against Marvin Ridge. What'd you see good? What needs improvement?
Well, I saw a great defensive effort. Our kids ran to the ball. They did a good job tackling. Offense got some work to do, but turnovers are part of the game. Drop passes are part of the game. So those are things we can correct.
Coach Bubba Pittman's doing a great job.
He is. He's building the program. It's taken a little while to get the kids to buy into our culture, but yes, we're doing a great job.
And, Bill, we appreciate what you do as athletic director at Rock Hill High School.
Well, thanks, WRHI, for all y'all do for high school football.
Chet, back up to you.
Talik Steele's first down pass is complete out to Omega Blake, making his first catch of the year. Going to be about a 6-yard gain. I'll set up a second down and four. Stallions out to the 34-yard line. Steele surveys, take the snap. He's going to hand it off inside to Chalmers. Chalmers trying to cut and Chambers cannot get free. He'll get out to the 35-yard line, but he'll set up a short third down and three.
Several South Point players, receivers and running backs, having a little trouble keeping their balance. I don't know. They don't practice on turf ordinarily, but usually that's not a problem. So not quite sure what's going on the field.
Third down and three for the Stallions. Gaffney showing blitz. Talil's going to fake the handoff. He'll keep it himself. Half first down yardage out across the 40. Going to be about an 8-yard gain for Steele, and he'll get the ball out to the Gaffney end in 43-yard line.
And Talik still quite an athlete, also plays basketball and runs track. So if he turns the corner, he'll be gone. He's not going to run over you, but he's a very good runner when he needs to be.
40 seconds remain in the opening quarter. Stallions with their first down of the evening. Pass quickly out to Blake. Going to make a man miss on the sideline. Gets up near midfield. They're going to mark him out, say he stepped out of bounds at the 46-yard line. So Stallions getting a little groove now. Get that first down and start on that move.
Well, Chet, they're really using that down and out or flare pattern. They're setting up a long pass. He's going to give a pump face in a minute and send one long, and the receiver will probably be open.
Fakes the handoff. Excuse me, is a handoff to Chambers. Gets outside. Going to pick up a yard or two. Going to be just shy of midfield, and will set up another third down. South Point just kind of eking their way up the field. Only 15 seconds remain here in the opening quarter. We'll see if they try to get this third down play off before the end of the quarter.
Well, watching the Gaffney defense, they're creeping up toward the line of scrimmage. They do have two safeties, but I'm looking for a long pass to come pretty soon.
Look like Gaffney got into the neutral zone prior, so that may make it first and 10. That's going to be real close with a 5-yard penalty. 3.6 seconds left on the clock. It is an offside penalty, and it's going to be very close. Ball will be into Indian territory for the first time tonight. And South Point looks like they're going to – they may have to measure.
Second time that South Point's offense has drawn Gaffney off on an illegal procedure. Sometimes that's an art by the quarterback. They know how to give the signals in a way to draw them. So good job, Talik Steele.
And that'll be the end of the first quarter. 7-0 Gaffney Indians over the South Point Stallions. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Hunters, Nichols Processing prepares your wild game one deer at a time in a variety of cuts. Whole hams, steaks, butterfly loin, sausage, hamburger, snack sticks, jerky, and summer sausage. All meats are vacuum packed. Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73 in Rock Hill.
Did you know that if you're right-handed, you probably chew your food on the right side of your mouth, too? I'm Dr. Brittany Welchel, and rest assured, we can help you with uneven bites and teeth. Call Burrow & Welchel Orthodontics today for a free consultation. 803-670-8421.
Why join the Y?
For strong, confident kids.
For connected, healthy families.
For a sense of belonging.
And for a brighter future.
Now with 14 area locations to serve you and more on the way.
Welcome back out to the WRHF Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. Second quarter about to begin in the second game of three of the evening. Gaffney Indians lead the South Point Stallions 7-0 on a 55-yard interception return for a touchdown. Stallions on the move trying to cut into that Indian lead. Talik Steele has his troops with a first down and 10 at the Gaffney 47-yard line. Moving left or right on your radio dial. Little conversation right now between the head referee and Talik Steele. Not sure what they're talking about coming out of this timeout. Looks like Nigel Moore into the backfield for the Stallions for the first time tonight. Nigel transferred over from Lancaster where he played as a freshman and sophomore. It will be a handoff to Moore, and he is hit immediately. Could not get back to the line of scrimmage. Looked like number 20, Malik Hollis, in on the tackle. Malik's a wide receiver. I may have seen that number wrong. Maybe Demarius McCupson in on the tackle.
Well, he was hit right when he took the handoff. Fortunately, he didn't fumble it. Don't blame that on running back. Somebody on the offensive line must have missed a block on that one.
Sets up a second down and 13 to go. Tonight's game, South Point versus Gaffney, is presented by Palmetto Women's Center. Certainly appreciate all of our sponsors in tonight's contest. Talik Steele take the snap. He's going to roll left. Looks way downfield. Throws back to his right. Looking for Omega Blake. Omega Blake makes the catch. Goes into the end zone for a touchdown. No flags on the field. 50-yard touchdown pass. Omega Blake just went up and grabbed it out of the hands of the defender for the touchdown.
Defender actually got a hand on it. He sort of took it out of his hands, bobbled it a bit, but ran on into the end zone. Ran down about 30 yards in what I used to call flag pattern, then sort of turned left. Defended pretty good defense. That was just an excellent catch.
That's one of those passes when the quarterback lets it go. He's rolling left, throws back across the field to his right, and you just say, no, 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 no. And then a mega play goes up and makes a play. And you can live with a throw like that when you've got players out there who can be that good and go up and get the ball. Try a little open bucket play on the extra point. And Gaffney is wise to it and makes the stop, prevents the two-point conversion. So the Stallions trail 6-7 after the failed two-point conversion. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
KFC's new Cheetos sandwich is our popular crispy kernel sandwich smothered in Cheetos sauce and a layer of crunchy Cheetos. We combine two craveable flavors to make this deliciously crispy, crunchy, cheesy sandwich. Don't forget your four free Cinnabon biscuits with any 10-piece purchase. But it's only available for a limited time. So get to any York or Lancaster County KFC today.
It's not easy being easy.
Hey, this is Jasmine from Plato's Closet. School starts soon, so get down to Plato's Closet, where we have all the brands teens love. We pay cash for gently used clothing, shoes, and accessories. Conveniently located beside Hobby Lobby on Dave Lyle. Be fashionable this school year at Plato's Closet.
York County Natural Gas reminds you to think ahead before digging. Call 811 and have your utilities located at least 3 days before digging. It's the law. Go online to sc811.com or dial 811 3 days before you plan to dig.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air, your local train dealer. If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save up to 40% on your energy cost. It's hard to stop a train.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Proud to be celebrating 25 years serving the Tri-County area.
Welcome back out to the WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality, Heating and Air, and Mo, our first fireworks of the day. Well, really second set of fireworks. The pass to Omega Blake for 50 yards and a touchdown. We had the interception return for a touchdown earlier. After a quiet first game, the second game is off to a fast start. Lindsay's going to fake the handoff, try to get outside to the right, makes a man miss, and will pick up a couple of yards, give him four out to the 34-yard line.
Well, these teams, Gaffney and South Point, have excellent quarterbacks who can really light it up. They can throw the ball downfield. They're very athletic. They started last year, and the coaches are turning them loose.
Lindsay with twins to each side. South Point's going to jump into the neutral zone and make this a short second down, maybe 2 yards to go. 6-7, Gaffney leads, 6:48 to go here in the second quarter. Rock Hill Coca-Cola Broadcast Center supporting Rock Hill area sports for over a century, broadcasting from the epicenter of Football City, USA. Second down and one for the Gaffney Indians after the penalty. Lindsay's going to take the snap, handoff inside. Great job by number 46, maybe 48 for the Stallions. Keontae Reed breaks through and gets a nice tackle for about a 4-yard loss. It'll set up a third down and a full 4 yards to go.
Well, he just manhandled it, hit him high, just pulled him down. Excellent tackle, and good job at getting through his block.
Now third down and four for Gaffney, back on their own 36-yard line. Lindsay takes a snap, throws right side, passes complete on the sideline, and it will be enough for a first down. Ball out to the 44-yard line.
Again, both quarterbacks, they're veterans. So they know how to throw it up. They're not afraid to throw it up. And the receiver's doing a good job for both teams.
That receiver is Stan Ellis. He's got offers from 13 offers, including Duke and Louisville, Colorado State. So lots of people interested in his plans for the next 4 years. Going to be a holding flag thrown as they tried to stretch one out around the edge. And number three, Chauncey Massey, comes in and lays a big hit on the edge. You can hear the reaction from the crowd. And it's all for naught for Gaffney because of the holding play on the stretch. And they'll back up 10 yards from there. So it'll probably bring up a first down in about 20, 22 yards, man.
That's the kind of hit that the running back says, I might want to come out a play or two. Or the next time he gets the ball, he may fumble or be a little more timid because he got rocked on that one. That was a great hit.
Well, so far, Chauncey Massey has been just a missile out on the field for the South Point Stallions. He's been in on a handful of tackles already and just laid the boom on that Gaffney Indian running back as he tried to get the edge.
And it was a loss of the play, but you go ahead and take your 15-yard penalty on this, so it's going to be first and 25.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Upper Palmetto YMCA. Stop by their tent and spin the wheel to win free prizes. They're giving away backpacks, earbuds, slap bands for the kids, pencils, all things else. And register to win a six-month free membership. Lindsay drops back, throws, got a man on the sideline. Pass is complete down at the 43-yard line, back to about the original line of scrimmage. Going to be third down and 11 yards to go. Excuse me, second down and 11 yards to go.
Just simply ran out about 10 yards, turned left toward the sideline. Hard to defend that, and ball was put on time, on target.
Yeah, I thought I just saw a streak of lightning, so we're going to have a lightning delay. That horn you hear is the lightning alert system, so I believe it's 30 minutes from any lightning strike. But we'll get the details, come back, give you all the info in just a minute. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Does your business need to stay better connected with your customers? With Comporium's hosted voice over IP, your staff can have one business number for all their mobile devices and direct voicemails to email, both making it easier to stay better connected with clients. And these are just two of many features which improve efficiency and productivity. Keep your business growing and stay better connected to your customers. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about voice over IP or go online to Comporium.com.
Palmetto Women's Center invites you to join them in their Color Me for Life 5K on September 21st at Westminster Park. Starting at 9 a.m., enjoy Zumba, bouncy houses, vendors, and food trucks. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit palmettowomenscenter.com.
Insurance companies have professionals looking out for their interests, shouldn't you? This is attorney Craig Wilkerson, and you don't have to fight the system alone. The Wilkerson Law Firm is dedicated to helping accident and injury victims. 324-7200 or fcwlaw.com. Offices in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and Lancaster.
The Nickel Store in Rock Hill has everything you need for opening day of dove season. Get brushed up on shooting skills. Nichols carries a full line of champion throwers and clays. Need ammo? Nickel Store has the largest selection in the Carolinas. Nickel Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality, heating, and air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract, 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make, Hospitality Heating and Air.
Graduating? Getting married? Buying a home? Yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
KFC's new Cheetos sandwich is our popular crispy kernel sandwich smothered in Cheetos sauce and a layer of crunchy Cheetos. We combine two craveable flavors to make this deliciously crispy, crunchy, cheesy sandwich. Don't forget your four free Cinnabon biscuits with any 10-piece purchase. But it's only available for a limited time. So get to any York or Lancaster County KFC today.
It's not easy being easy.
South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
Welcome back out to the WRHI Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. We're going to send it quickly down to Brown Simpson, who's disobeying law enforcement and standing on the field. He's going to give us a quick update on this weather situation.
Yeah, Chad, I'm getting ready to take some cover in just a second, but I'm with Kevin Robbins. Kevin just pulled his phone out, and right before the horn went off here at District 3 Stadium, the one everybody we had light in the area, he was showing me his cell phone. Kevin, we got a little cell in the area. Hopefully it's going to bypass us.
Yeah, we do. It's south of us where we're at now. It doesn't look like it's headed our way. I was actually standing beside athletic director from Rock Hill, Bill Warren, and Bill's got a district warning on his phone, so it hit actually about 2 minutes prior to the system here at District 3 going off. So we had a little bit of warning that it could possibly be in the area. But once that goes off, everybody's got to clear the stadium. Everybody's got to go back to the car. Players have to go to the locker room. And then it's a 30-minute minimum wait After that 30 minutes, you can come back in as long as it doesn't pop again. So that system will stay a monitor, the lightning in the area. Also, we don't have any more. 30 minutes later, we should be playing football again.
We don't want anybody to leave, but we do want everybody to take shelter. Chet, back up to you.
All right. Thanks, Brown. Thanks, Kevin, for that update. And looking at the radar, the cell itself does not look to be moving in any direction at all right now. So we're going to be here when football resumes. So if you are getting into your car now after evacuating the stadium, be sure to stay tuned, and we'll let you know as soon as activities are getting back onto the field. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Football's most exciting plays are the ones that you never see coming. And when it comes to surprising your taste buds, Coca-Cola always scores big. So before
hey,
your next game, Rock Hill Coca-Cola
yes,
urges
game
you
plan?
To pick up a game changer of your own.
Waiting to hear.
Taste the feeling.
That? Okay. At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the good student discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.
Hunters, Nichols Processing prepares your wild game one deer at a time in a variety of cuts. Whole hams, steaks, butterfly loin, sausage, hamburger, snack sticks, jerky, and summer sausage. All meats are vacuum packed. Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73 in Rock Hill.
Adventure Air Sports offers the most memorable, hassle-free birthday parties. You get everything you need and will have access to the largest ninja course in the Carolinas, a zip line, a rock wall, and many more attractions. Come visit Adventure Air Sports behind Chick-fil-A on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. AdventureAirSports.com.
Palmetto Women's Center invites you to join them in their Color Me for Life 5K on September 21st at Westminster Park. Starting at 9 a.m., enjoy Zumba, bouncy houses, vendors, and food trucks. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit PalmettoWomenCenter.com.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
Your local train dealer.
Well, welcome back out. WRHI Football City USC kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. And Mo, we had a good looking game for a quarter and a half, and then a random bolt of lightning about 10 miles south of us has caused us to have about a 30 minute delay unless we have some more lightning.
Well, it looks like the weather's going to be fine. The sails south of Rock Hill, so long I-77. So hopefully the fans won't leave, and they'll stay in the car and maybe listen to the radio a bit, then come back in. We got a good game going. Both teams' offenses are really working quite well, and saw some pretty good hits on defense. So got a good one going.
Certainly is. So with 5:41 to go in the first half, the Gaffney Indians have a 7-6 lead over the South Point Stallions. And we saw the interception thrown by Steele, but you can't really put that one on him. It hit his receiver right in the hands. Gaffney, of course, returned that for a touchdown. And then we had South Point Stallions hit a big-time deep pass to Omega Blake for 50 yards and then went for the open bucket conversion on the extra point. Maybe saw something in film last year, thought they could exploit, but Gaffney was wise to it, and that gives us the 7-6 score that we currently have.
In defense for South Point, they're looking solid, too. Gaffney has a good offense, and they sort of managed to contain them. Pass defense for South Point, I would say they've been a little bit soft so far, but you got a very good quarterback you're going against, and you're not allowing the big pass. So I guess I'd give them approval. Pretty good job so far.
Yeah, Brown Simpson was seeking cover. I'm going to head over to sponsor area, see if he could get some of the sponsors of this great event to give us some insight. Brown, are you down there?
I am, Chet. We've got Dr. Alex Culp from Burra and Welchel Orthodontist. And Alex is no stranger to me. He was a camper of mine at Camp Cherokee when I ran it for the Y back between 1991 and 1997. Alex, thank you guys for being a part of this.
Absolutely. You know, this was something that Dr. Sambro and Dr. Brittany Welchel decided they wanted to be a big part of that when they came to Rock Hill. And they told me that last year when I was finishing up residency at MUSC. And I thought that was such a great thing, and I definitely want to jump on that and be a part of it for the next year. And so here I am.
Well, I know you are a football fan because I know you follow the Clemson Tigers. And Clemson plays here in a couple weeks, Thursday night opener against Georgia Tech, in less than 2 weeks in ACC network debut.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it, but my mother and my brother will be there. It's one of the few times he's going to finish up at 3 in the afternoon. He's going to drive over to Clemson. They're going to be able to enjoy that.
Tell everybody where y'all's location is here in Rock Hill for Burra and Welcher Orthodontist.
Okay, it's on Bayshore Drive, so the corner of Hurlong and Selene is, I guess, the best landmark that people seem to recognize is going to be the Burger King and the Dunkin' Donuts right up on the top of the hill. And so we got a good view of – it's one of the higher points in Rock Hill. It's a beautiful office, and it's actually
okay.
The same
so
building
what's that?
That I had
total.
Braces in.
I wasn't writing that down.
Back when Goody Thomas was treating in that same building. So we've taken over that building, and it's been a lot of fun to be in there.
Well, we certainly appreciate Burra Welcher Orthodontist being a sponsor of this event. We can't thank you guys enough.
Well, thank you. It's a true privilege to be back and be a part of this. The last time I was stood on this field was when my grandfather was officiating high school ball, you know, years and years ago.
So and he did it for a long time. I remember your granddaddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he did. So it's great to be back.
Chet, back up to you.
All right. Well, we're going to get some programs prepared. We're going to track some other people down, try to get some live guests here in the press box with us. We are safe and secure here in the press box, so we don't have to evacuate. And we'll continue to bring coverage from the WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. You're listening to OTS Sports Radio. Welcome back out. Mo Bell and Chet Tucker here at District 3 Stadium. We're about to resume the WRHI Football City kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. We had in the middle of our second game, some lightning pop up just south of town. No rain or anything here at District 3, but the school district has some pretty strict policies regarding lightning, and when it's in the area, you've got to evacuate the area and send everybody to their cars, the players to the locker rooms, and we had a nice 40 minutes of delay here at District 3, but both teams are back out onto the field getting loosened up. There's a minute and 45 seconds on the clock, kind of like an extended halftime period, Mo. We had probably 40, 45 minutes of delay now, and teams are getting right back at it. And like Steven mentioned, we are going to start with the start of the third quarter. There are a little over 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, but we are doing a running clock. This is a scrimmage, and teams trying to get ready for opening week next week. And what did you see in the first half that you like, Mo?
Well, I saw two offenses that looked like it was midseason. I mean, these guys, the quarterbacks, offensive line, people knowing the plays, all those things were from both offenses, Gaffney and South Point, looked pretty solid. And the defense for South Point, some hard hitting. I mean, they were, and if you're the defensive coaches, you like to see that. And last thing I saw is the pass defense, they allowed some catches, but not the big play. So containment seems to be the theory on defense, and I think if you're Coach Devontae Holloman, you say so far so good.
Yeah, and Gaffney is going to be one of those teams that is going to be one of the favorites to take on maybe Dutch Fork or Fort Dorchester, some of those teams out of the lower state. Dutch Fork has won a lot of games in a row and look like they'll just continue to keep that juggernaut running, but Gaffney, some of those other 5A teams in the upstate will be looking to take on some of those teams, so trying to get geared up. And, of course, South Point Stallions, always one of the favorites to win in 4A ball. And South Point, I think, a little fuel to the fire now. They weren't ranked in the top four of the first 4A poll that came out. You got Myrtle Beach and Hartsville and some others up there. So a little bulletin board, which is rare for the Stallions, and they'll be ready to go. Teams are huddled up. The clock has hit zero. It's back now to 8 minutes, indicating the start of the third quarter. So we're going to take a quick break and be back with the start of the second half.
Hunters, Nichols Processing prepares your wild game one deer at a time in a variety of cuts. Whole hams, steaks, butterfly loin, sausage, hamburger, snack sticks, jerky, and summer sausage. All meats are vacuum packed. Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73 in Rock Hill.
Back at it, District 3 for the WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. And just want to quickly mention some of the other major sponsors that allow us to bring this coverage to you. Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union. Nickel Store providing some great Yeti coolers for our players of the game. Be sure to tweet at WRHI who you think tonight's player of the game is. And also KFC. Got lots of other folks out here with giveaways and just a terrific night of football. It's the kickoff to the season, Mo. Every Friday night from now till hopefully the middle of December, we'll be with high school football.
Well, it's just a fun time of year. And high school football for $6, I mean, what a deal. And in many ways, it's much more fun to watch high school football than in college or pro because it's just more exciting, more things going on. Mike mentioned very few fans left. They went to the cars and they came back out. The stadium is full. And the Northwestern game is scheduled to go on as scheduled. So if there's any Northwestern fans, yeah, I don't think it'll start at 8:30, but so it may start around 9:30, be my guess. But if you're a Northwestern fan, and come on out, and you can watch the Gaffney Indians as well as South Point Stains.
And we are ready for kickoff here, the start of the second half of our second game. We're midway through the night, and hopefully with no other delays, we'll be getting through this South Point game and throwing it over to Scott Wells and Kevin Robbins with a terrific game to follow this Northwestern versus Providence. South Point's going to field the kickoff, and we'll begin from the 30-yard line for the first drive of the second half.
Be interesting, too. This is a somewhat of an exhibition game, so will Coach Devontae Holloman keep the starters in? He probably will. They're getting tuned up. Big game next week, next Friday, South Point, Northwestern. That's one of those games that if you're a South Point fan, you really want to win, so might as well get tuned up.
Certainly is, and it looks like the starters will return. Talik Steele pilots the Stallion offense as they come back out. You've got Quay Chambers in the backfield with him. Two wide receivers set to each side. Steele claps his hands. Now he's going to look to the sideline. Similar offense that we saw Coach Jason McManus run so effectively for these Stallions. A little trouble getting the play in. Now the referees will whistle the clock to run. And we'll begin play clock all the way down to 12 seconds. Snap back, going to fake a pass out to the side. I think a little miscommunication, but Steele's going to break out to the outside, get nice yardage up the sideline. The receivers who were not expecting a pass did a great job blocking, and Steele was able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, it must have been a play change on a long line of scrimmage. Nobody looked ready, but Steele with his athleticism, able to just sort of dance around the corner.
Gain of 6 yards on the play, brings up a second down and four. A little motion before the snap. Steele clapped, and the snap was maybe a half a count after that clap, and looked like the guard for South Point, number 58, Jalen Noble, got moving just a little bit too soon, so that'll back it up to make it a second down and 9 yards to go.
And like I said, a lot of new players on the offensive line for South Point, too. Certainly have the beef up front. There's some big guys up there, and they just need to learn the cadence and all the other schemes and, you know, in a game type of atmosphere.
Second down and a long 9 yards to go. Clock moves under 7 minutes and 40 seconds. Steele fakes the handoff. He don't keep it himself. Crosses the 35, gets wrapped up at the 36-yard line. Nice gain of about 7 yards for Talik Steele.
He broke right and saw an opening on the middle, and got hit pretty hard once he came across. But that was just a good run and a good tackle by Gaffney on the defense.
And we mentioned in the pregame, Gaffney returning 7 starters off that terrific defense from last year. Certainly an experienced bunch. Steele's going to once again fake a pass and loses his footing. He got up and kept running, but the referee's going to say his knee was down, and he'll be short of the first down, going to be 4th down and 2 yards to go.
Wow, I'm not sure his knee was down. He took off running, I think. Well, the referee's right there, so I guess it was down. But tough call, 4th and 2. You know, you want your offense to get a few first downs, but punting team coming out.
And it will be Omega Blake, the do-everything wide receiver for the Stallions. He can play running back. He can play receiver. He can play quarterback. He's the kicker. He's the punter. He does play defense as well, play some safety and some linebacker. But Omega Blake here stepping out to put his big right foot into it, and he's also always a threat to run it from this formation. He will put his right foot into it and booms one down inside the 30-yard line. It'll be fielded at the 28, bobbled, but since these aren't live kicks, Gaffney will take over from the 29-yard line.
And now we'll get another good sense of South Point's defense. They really, the first drive, it was a typical drive, and they bent but didn't break. But since then, they really haven't been tested. So Gaffney's going to come at them hard, and we're going to get a good measure of how good the South Point defense is on this drive, in my opinion.
Gaffney Indians lead 7-6 over the South Point Stallions. They take over from the 29-yard line. 6 minutes, 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It'll be Andre Lindsay still in at QB. Takes the snap, drops back, looks deep downfield, going to throw right side. Good coverage out there by the Stallions in position. Pass is going to go off the hands of the receiver. It looked like number six, Quan Peterson, was in excellent position to make a play. Might have got a little shove in the lower back, Mo. He's complaining, asking for some offensive pass interference, but looked like he was going to go up and highball that one.
Well, it was good coverage. He was right there with him. Ball was thrown high, so neither defender or receiver could catch it. But pretty good one-on-one duel going on with that split end.
And Andre Lindsay, the quarterback for Gaffney, over 2,000 yards passing last year. He just uncorked that pass. That ball was thrown 60 yards down inside the 20 and overthrew both the receiver and the defensive back. A little personnel change coming. Referees really being sticklers about the knee pads tonight. We saw a couple instances in the first game where players were forced out of the game because their knee pads weren't fully covering their knees, and we have another instance of that. It's a Gaffney Indian that's forced to leave the game. Going to be a handoff inside to Kirby. He's going to look for some room, runs hard. He'll pick up a couple out across the 30 to the 32-yard line.
Well, nothing there. Pretty good defense, but the runner just sort of signed. He was going to manhandle the defenders and just sort of kept his legs churning. Actually picked up 3 yards, so pretty good game.
Third down and 6 yards to go. Clock moves under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Andre Lindsay looks to the sideline. They're going to split three receivers out to the far side. Just a single receiver to the near side. Kirby in the backfield with Lindsay. South Point with five defensive backs in the game. They'll send one of those receivers in motion. Lindsay takes a snap, big rush from his right side, going down the sideline. No flag on the play. Gaffney receiver asking for a call. Thinks he got held up there by Peterson, but no flags on. It'll be fourth down, and Gaffney Indians will be forced to punt.
Well, that pass was just a little bit long. He's a good quarterback, good arm, but he's not always on target. But I guess if you're the coach, when he's missing receivers, he's missing them long, so they're not intercepted or whatever. So good stand, you know, three and out.
Three and out, once again, forced by the Stallions. They'll send, looks like, Omega Blake back deep to return the kick. Maybe that's Kobe Shannon. I am sorry. Gaffney, good snap. Low punt. Shannon's going to signal for the fair catch. It'll make it at the 35-yard line, and that's where the South Point Stallions will take over. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds.
Your local train dealer.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
The lead still will take the snap, takes the handoff inside, actually gives the handoff, but nowhere to go. Looked like that might have been a zone read play, Mo. Looked like Talik tried to pull it out of the gut of the running back because he saw them crashing down, and just nowhere for Nigel Moore to go. He's going to be dropped for about a 2-yard loss.
No, and the offensive line, they didn't even slow the defenders down on that play. So offensive line might have a little work to do between now and next Friday.
Second down and 13. Call it a loss of 3 on first down. Steele looks towards the sideline. He's got two wide receivers split to each side. It'll be Nigel Moore in the backfield alongside him. Steele takes the snap, drops back, throwing deep down, going for Omega Blake, streaking down the middle of the field, makes the catch at the 25, 10, 5, touchdown Omega Blake, no flags, big time, 62-yard pass for a touchdown.
Well, give Omega credit, he ran a good route, and with that blazing speed, he hit 2 steps on his defender. Well, boy, what a pass, caught in stride. That ball was 40, 50 yards in the air. Great play. That's a good sign for South Point's offense.
It certainly is. And if you're Talik Steele, I think the object would be to try to overthrow Omega Blake, because when that ball gets in the air, he cuts on those jets, and he appears to be able to track down anything. He blew right past the defender, kind of running up the hash mark, and the ball just landed right into his hands, and then nobody had a chance at him. South Point will go with a conventional extra point here. Line up in the open bucket, but break out of it. It'll be Colin Carhew on for the extra point. Snaps back, kick is up, and good, but whistles pre-snap. Going to be offsides whistled against the Gaffney Indians. So with 4 minutes, 29 seconds to go, two big hookups between Talik Steele and Omega Blake are the difference in the game. Pending the extra point, it is 12-7 Stallions.
Well, they throw so many short passes that eventually the defense gets tired of it and they cheat up, and it makes it a lot easier to get that long pass.
Carhew once again for the extra point. Kick is up, and it is good. 13-7 is our score. Stallions lead the Gaffney Indians. You're listening to high school football on the OTS Sports Network.
Adventurer Sports offers the most memorable, hassle-free birthday parties. You get everything you need and will have access to the largest ninja course in the Carolinas, a zip line, a rock wall, and many more attractions. Come visit Adventurer Sports behind Chick-fil-A on Cherry Road in Rock Hill. AdventurerSports.com.
Palmetto Women's Center invites you to join them in their Color Me for Life 5K on September 21st at Westminster Park. Starting at 9 a.m., enjoy Zumba, bouncy houses, vendors, and food trucks. Whether a seasoned runner or a newbie, go register. Visit PalmettoWomenCenter.com.
WRHI Rock Hill. Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.
Welcome back to District 3 Stadium, the WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. We're going to send it down on the sideline to Brown Simpson, who's got a special guest.
I do have a special guest, Chet Tucker. I've got Darren Nichols. Darren is the owner of Nichols Store out at 1980 Mount Holly Road, right off I-77, exit 73 here in Rock Hill. Darren, you guys tonight are sponsoring the MVP for all three games, and, of course, in our first game, that MVP got a Yeti cooler that had a Bearcat logo on it. Of course, in this game, too, you'll be doing the same thing for one of the South Point Stallions. How important is it for Nichols Store to be involved in the community?
That's right, Brown. We love to give back. All these students are our customers, and what they do each and every day, they're customers, and they do a great job, and we want to give back to the students and the athletes and everything else.
Darren, you got next big thing coming up for you guys would be dove season right around the corner here. Y'all preparing for that?
We're trying to prepare for honey season. Next season is dove, and we got deer coming behind that. So come on out. We'll try to take care of you the best we can.
Nichols Store on South Carolina Highway 901. They do a great job, and Nichols Store has been involved in the community in the Rock Hill area for a long time. Darren, we appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you, Brown.
Chet, back up to you. I believe we've got a weather delay again.
Yeah, if you overheard Brown and Darren Nichols, that horrible siren that was going off during the middle of that interview, that is indication that lightning once again has been detected. Now, we can see it off in the distance flashing, but it has not been close enough to signal the alarm, and there is some confusion right now. I think they are trying to decide, the cell is – you know, a good way south of us, but the lightning does look to be intensifying down in that, you know, southeast of town. But as of this moment, they have not made the announcement to exit the stadium, and both teams are on the field. I think the referees are conferring with some district officials trying to figure out exactly what the plan of action will be. So stick with us right now, and we'll let you know what's going on. What you think, Mo?
I think the refs are going to call this game. They're going to say we're going to try to start Northwestern at 9:30. That's what I think. We'll see.
All right. Well, it looks like an announcement was made that the game will continue. You heard that round of applause.
Wow.
From the stadium picked up by our crowd, Mike, and Gaffney will take the field. Had two big touchdown plays for the Stallions, an interception return for the Indians, and outside of those fireworks, we've got some going on south of us, too, that are, you know, right out our window. So obviously the district will be very, very interested in the direction that this sale moves. But for now, it's play. So Andre Lindsay and the Gaffney Indians head back out onto the field, starting from their 30-yard line. It's got three wide receivers stacked up to the near side and a lone receiver on the far side. South Point Stallions with five defensive backs, two linebackers, and four down linemen. They'll come out. Lindsay's going to look to throw left side, throws it to his back out of the backfield. Got good speed to get around the corner, and will be pushed out of bounds at the 44-yard line. It'll be a gain of 14 and a first down for the Indians.
Gaffney not accustomed to losing games, whether it's scrimmage or whatever, and this offense has not scored a touchdown. The defense scored a touchdown, so look for them to be in a hurry-up offense and try to get some points on the board.
Quickly back on top of the ball, Lindsay's going to hand the ball off inside to Kirby, who is immediately hit at the line of scrimmage. He may have fought forward for a yard, but that Stallion defensive line doing a great job to get in there and break that up. Looks like number 32, Jerron Dogan, the first one off the pile.
Josh Greenwood also in there, and again, I'm calling his name. He's a sophomore, so that's a good sign when you have a sophomore getting in on the two or three of the defensive plays here. He's nose guard.
Kirby back into the backfield for the Indians alongside Lindsay. They'll send a receiver in motion. Going to be man coverage from the Stallions as they rotate with it, kind of read it nicely, but a great block by a receiver will send him up the sideline. Going to be a gain of first down yardage into Stallion territory, and it looked like number 32, Dogan, was coming in to make a big-time hit, and he got wiped out by a receiver on a crackback block, which freed up that sideline for Gaffney to pick up the first down.
DJ Barksell on the tackle. He's a freshman.
Yeah, handoff to Kirby going left side. No, it'll be a keeper from Lindsay. Makes a man miss at the 40, and will scramble down to the 36-yard line. Gaffney with a little bit of momentum here, Mo.
They just look like they have a sense of urgency that they haven't scored, and they want to score points. They have complete confidence in their offense, particularly their quarterback, and they've turned it up a notch on this drive.
The pace has certainly picked up. We've got flags on the field pre-snap. Looked to me like Lindsay got moving a little bit before the snap came in anticipation of it, but it will be a timeout, Gaffney, and we'll do the same. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
In football, the most exciting plays are the ones that no one sees coming. And when it comes to refreshment off the field, trying an ice-cold Coca-Cola always scores big. Rock Hill Coca-Cola urges you to pick up a game-changer of your own.
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The Toyota National Clearance Event is on at Toyota of Rock Hill. Get behind the wheel of a new Toyota with real zero-deal clearance pricing. 0% APR, zero due at signing, zero payments for 3 months, and zero cost maintenance. Plus, everything is backed by our rock-solid guarantee. Get to the National Clearance Event at Toyota of Rock Hill today. Located minutes from Uptown at exit 79, toyotarockhill.com. Select new 2019 models with approved credit. Excludes tax, tag, license, registration fees. Includes $399 dock fee. Deferral payments added to loan. Expires 9/3/19.
Three minutes, 13 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Of the WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The Gaffney Indians trail South Point Stallions by 6, 13-7. But the Indians are on the move. Andre Lindsay, quarterback for Gaffney, back in the shotgun formation. He'll send a receiver in motion, take the snap, handoff inside to Kirby, makes a man miss at the line of scrimmage, breaks a tackle and keeps driving. Kirby's only about 5'5", but he just carried two defenders with him for about 6 yards and a first down.
He was hitting the backfield. That should have been a loss on the play, but just kept those legs driving and picked up five, first down.
But Gaffney with the ball on the 31-yard line, driving deep into Stallion territory. Twin formation to each side for Lindsay. He's going to look downfield. Now he's going to feel the pressure, scramble out of the pocket, trying to move to his left. Shovels a pass downfield. It's going to be caught at the 20-yard line. He was real close to being across the line of scrimmage, but they're going to say he was not, and the pass is complete down for first down yardage.
Well, the South Point coach is trying to help the referees on that one, but it was close. I don't know that I would disagree with the call. And heads-up play. Wow, he just sort of pushed it out there. Receiver had been left alone.
Lindsay will take the snap, going to hand it off to Kirby coming right side. Good blocking, but great job to fight through and stretch it out. That's number 35, Tyrese Minton for the Stallions, coming up and making a terrific play on the edge.
He grabbed him, and that was a battle of who's stronger, and runner trying to get away from him, but he didn't let go. Flag thrown in the area of holding. Let's see.
and it was behind the play. They were trying to run that off tackle to the right side, and the flag was thrown back at the middle. I don't know if maybe the center got held up or overmatched, but Minton from his linebacker position just came crashing down. Looked like there was a great block on the edge by the tight end to kind of seal that edge for him, but Minton came out of that linebacker position, Mo, and just made a great play. Be first down and 20 now after the penalty. Lindsey takes a snap, going to drop back, looks right side, setting up a little screen, pass is intercepted. Lindsey's going to miss the tackle. You've got South Point looking to pick up a block and get downfield. Can't do it. Rontarius Aldridge read the screen, jumped in front of it, and returns it 40 yards down to the Gaffney 39-yard line where the Stallions will take over.
We don't have his stats. He looks to be about 5'10 and 260, and he headed downfield. I know his eyes must have got big. He saw the end zone. There were three or four South Point blockers around, but the defender just broke through. Boy, what a turning event. I really thought Gaffney had momentum, was about to go in and score, but South Point turned the tide. What a good interception.
Well, it really just goes back to the recognition. When you're setting up a screenplay, the idea is that the offensive line will allow the defensive line to get past them so they can get to the second level, and it's up to the quarterback to buy enough time to be able to drop the pass over the top of those rushing D linemen and to a receiver who now has blocking out in front. But Aldridge read the play and just stepped in between, quit the pursuit, and made an excellent interception in return. Talik Steele takes a snap, scrambling, looking for somewhere to go, makes a couple of men miss, but ends up being tackled for about a four-yard loss back outside the 40 to the 42-yard line. Just nowhere to go with the football.
Had three receivers out, two defenders. One was open, but he just couldn't ever set his feet, couldn't really look downfield to find him. So no fault of the quarterback, but need a little more blocking on those when you have passes developing downfield 10 or 20 yards. Offensive line's got to hold them out a little bit better.
And for one of the first times tonight, Gaffney brought an edge blitz from a linebacker and really kind of blew up that play. Steele's going to quickly fire to the right side. Had to get I think he was thinking about that last play where Gaffney had immediate pressure, and he threw it out to Quay Chambers before Chambers even turned his head.
Yeah, didn't have a chance, and if he had caught it, it would have been a pickup of 5 or 7 yards. Also had another, his wide receiver on the right side, number 6 or 9. He was going on downfield. He might have been open, but
for whatever reason, the clock stops with a minute and 12 seconds to go on the incompletion. Gaffney showing blitz. They'll bring it again. Talik Steele looking to get rid of it. A flag is thrown, likely for holding. Talik Steele scrambles, won't have first down yardage, but will be within about 2 or 3 yards. But the flag thrown well in the backfield in the neighborhood of the pressure, which I imagine will be a holding call.
Yeah, that's going to make it tough. It's going to be 15 yards from the spot of the penalty. It's going to make it third and, about 35 yards or so. So not much hope in keeping this drive alive with 57 seconds to go.
Flag was thrown 7 yards behind the original line of scrimmage. So from being set up with first and 10 at the Gaffney 38-yard line, it is now third and forever from the South Point 40-yard line. They've got to get all the way down to the 28-yard line for a first down, Mo. My math isn't that great, but I believe that's 32 yards needed on this third down play.
Might be time to heave one long, see what happens.
Steele's going to take the snap. Gaffney bringing pressure again. They set up a screen pass. Nice one-handed grab at the 40 by Chambers. He'll get hit at the 50 and spin forward. He'll pick up most of that penalty yardage and get back to the line of scrimmage where originally for the third down play. But it'll be fourth and still 13 yards to go.
I like the call. That was defenders thought they were going to get a sack, and that left the running back with plenty of running room, not able to get, he picked up about 18 yards. That's always a good play on offense.
And an early decision here for Coach Holloman, early in the preseason. So what he's going to do with fourth and 14 yards remaining, he's going to keep the offense on the field. Defense is pitching a shutout tonight, so he's going to put some pressure on them and allow Steele to go for it. Gaffney jumps into the neutral zone. That'll help. It'll make it fourth down and 9. 34 seconds to go on the clock in the third quarter. Stallions lead 13-7 over the Gaffney Indians.
Third time tonight, Steele has drawn the Gaffney defense off. So, again, he seems to have that knack of doing that. That's a good sign of a mature quarterback.
Talik Steele's got 5 wide receivers and an empty backfield. He'll take the snap, looks right side, looking to throw, goes over the middle, going to be right through the hands of a defender. He was looking for Omega Blake once again, and I believe the pass just went right through his hands. But hold the phone. There is a flag on the play.
Well, that ball was throwing a bullet over the middle. Two defenders on him. It was a good pass, but it had to be a great pass and just a little bit off target.
We'll wait for the signal. If it's against the Stallions, I imagine Gaffney will decline the penalty and take over possession of the ball. It's an ineligible receiver downfield for the Stallions, so Gaffney will decline and assume possession of the ball at their own 38-yard line.
22 seconds left. This will be the last play of the quarter.
Gaffney Indians will come out. It'll still be Lindsay driving the ship here for this offense. Gaffney Indians yet to get any offensive points. The 7 points were from an interception return for a touchdown. Look fakes the handoff to Kirby, throws over the middle, hits his receiver in the hands, and falls to the ground incomplete. He was looking for number two, Jamari Littlejohn. Anybody who knows anything about Gaffney football knows about the storied history of the Littlejohns in Gaffney. Jamari just the next in a long line. They've also got a couple of others on the team scanning this roster looking for him. Not jumping out to me now. You got LJ Littlejohn, 26, who's a senior running back. And I believe there might be one more, Ahmad Littlejohn, senior, 6 foot, 230. Pass is going to be thrown complete out to the far side and immediately taken down by that South Point secondary. I believe that was number 31, Isaiah Crockett, with a big hit on the sideline, forces a third down and 5 for the Stallion, or excuse me, for the Indians.
Chet, I played in the 60s. There were Littlejohns back then, too.
That's going to be the end of the third quarter. Stallions on top, 13-7. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Nichols Store in Rock Hill has everything you need for opening day of dove season. Get brushed up on shooting skills. Nichols carries a full line of champion throwers and clays. Need ammo? Nichols Store has the largest selection in the Carolinas. Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
Your local train dealer.
Graduating, getting married, buying a home, yeah, you're going places. That's why Arrow Point Federal Credit Union offers free certified financial counseling to help you get there. It's easy. Just visit arrowpoint.org to get started. Member NCUA, see rep for details.
Start of the fourth quarter here at District 3 Stadium. The South Point Stallions on top, 13-7 over the Gaffney Indians. Gaffney looking to get into the end zone. They've got a third down and 4. Stallion defense trying to come up big and get another stop and give the ball back to their offense. Mo, these quarters run, we had 3 8-minute quarters. Now the fourth quarter is a 10-minute quarter. All of them are supposed to have a running clock outside of timeouts, injuries, penalties, etc. And the lightning continues in the distance, and the stadium is pretty full. We've got a great night of high school football. Lindsay, third down and 5, takes a snap, looks left side, going to be read by the Stallions, went for the pick but could not get it, and it will be a first down. It was number 97. Aldridge had the taste, excuse me, it's 93 for the Stallions. Don't have a name to fit that number right now. We'll certainly try to track that down for you, but had a decision to make, try to bat down the pass or to get to the interception. We're going to send it quickly down to Brown Simpson for this first down play. He's got someone else he wants to talk to.
I got Roger Dealey down here bending my ear right now, but I told Roger I got to do a quick interview. I got Ashley Hires right here, who, Ashley, tonight you've been pretty much the official photographer for the OTS Sports Network.
I have been. They asked me to be the photographer because we wanted to catch more than just football. We wanted to make sure we captured our vendors, our $1,000 kickoff, our trophy presentation. There's a lot that goes on at this event. So I was tasked with being the photographer and making sure that we capture everything that this event is about.
Well, you have done a great job, and I think you've had some great training by your husband, Matt, who did our first game tonight. What a great job he does. Thank you for what you're doing for us.
Yes, sir. I'm just glad to be a part of this team out here and be a part of the community event.
Chet, back to you.
Certainly appreciate Ashley and all that she's doing to capture all the good images of tonight. Gaffney had a great play on first down, picked up big yardage, but it was all set up by a holding penalty. So now a first down and 20 will take place, and try that same little flare pattern to the running back, and he's going to be lit up on the edge. Don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose about 4 or 5 yards again. So second down and approaching 25 yards coming up for the Indians.
I believe that was Kobe Shannon on that. And we don't have a crowd. Well, we do have a crowd, Mike. I don't know if you picked it up, but he got stung, and even the Gaffney fans all went ooh on that one because they felt for their defender or offensive running back.
Second down and 26 officially for the Gaffney Indians. They'll put a man in motion. Lindsay takes a snap. He's looking to throw deep. Going to step up in the pocket, throw downfield. Got a man down there and going to get bailed out with a flag. Looked like the defender was in pretty good position trailing the play. And didn't really look like a catchable ball because the Stallion didn't do anything to really interfere with it, but a flag will move the ball 15 yards. And one thing of note, Mo, if I remember correctly, a pass interference penalty in high school football does not automatically get a first down.
We'll find out in a few minutes because it's first and about 23 right now. There was contact, but it was sort of marginal. But, you know, the ref has to sort of make it sort of a tough call sometimes. Particularly in pros, man, those guys, they put their hands all over each other, and it looks like every now and then they'll call interference. Sometimes they don't. But regardless, you're right, Chet. It is not an automatic first down, so it's going to be second and 11.
Second and 11. And if this was the NFL, Mo, I think we would have one of those new challenges of a pass interference penalty that teams are allowed to make. But nonetheless, second down and 11 after the 15-yard penalty. Gaffney will send number two in motion. Lindsay drops back looking to throw, going to throw right side. Got a man wide open over there, but overthrows him on the sideline. Intended for Stan Ellis, the star wide receiver with 13 offers. No chance on that play.
Looks like Gaffney's sort of giving up on their running game. They're passing three out of four plays. And the passes, they look great, but they're just not on target. So the quarterback, I don't know if he's just not stepping into it, but he's a little bit off target all night.
Well, Andre Lindsay, the junior quarterback, coming off a terrific season, but this is, you know, really one of the first times in a game atmosphere with a big crowd under the lights. You know, everybody gets a little bit amped up. He's been getting pressured heavily from the Stallion defensive front, maybe just getting it out a little bit too quickly. He'll take the snap, drop back looking right side again, throws over the middle, going to be caught high there. Once again, intended for Stan Ellis, who makes the catch and will have first down yardage. Big-time conversion for the Indians.
Looked like South Point was in a zone defense. They had two defenders in the area, but the receiver is there, and that ball was right on target. Nice pass.
Yeah, that was rocketed over the middle, and Stan Mills went up, made a great catch, and was able to pick up about 4 yards after the reception. It'll be first down and 10 from the 33-yard line for the Indians. Clock moves under 6 minutes to go, 5:35 to be exact. Gaffney driving, looking to take the lead. Blitz from the Stallions is picked up, but Lindsay was hit as he tried to deliver another wide receiver screen pass, and the ball falls incomplete.
Well, it was a blitz that was going to work because he came up from the safety spot, I think, and nobody saw him and had a full running speed at the quarterback. The quarterback did a good job of getting rid of it just so it didn't get it sacked.
Clock still moving, 5:05 to go. Stallions on top, 13-7. Gaffney threatening, ball at the 33-yard line. Second down and 10. Twins to each side, one running back in the backfield with Lindsay. Lindsay pump his hands. No snap, trying to get the Stallions to jump. They don't bite. Snap back, Lindsay again looking to pass, looking right side for Mills. Pass is complete over on the far sideline down to the 25-yard line. I'll set up a third down, short yardage to go. Looks like about 2, maybe 3 yards for the first down.
Down and out pattern is hard to defend. Ball thrown on time, right on target.
Quickly, Gaffney on top of the ball. Ball on the far hash, moving right to left towards Constitution Avenue. Lindsay very calmly takes a snap, drops back in the pocket. Now he's going to run it out that right side. Going to be forced out of bounds at about the 21-yard line. Looks like he will have enough just barely for the first down. But it'll be first down and 10 just outside the 20-yard line. And Gaffney cruising right now, trailing by 6, under 4 minutes to play, threatening to take the lead.
Clock certainly an issue here if you're the Gaffney Indians. You want to get 7. If you do, you're going to win the game.
And it looks like they'll move to stopping the clock under 4 minutes when a player goes out of bounds. So back to regular timekeeping rules for the end of the game scenarios. Lindsey takes a snap, going to hand off to Kirby coming left side. Once again, South Point tries to stretch it out, does a great job. Will hold it to about a 2 yard gain down to the 19-yard line. Great pursuit there from that defensive line of the Stallions, forcing that ball outside, limiting the game.
Yeah, Gaffney's really stretching the field. They're doing a good job of sort of keeping the ball on the corners.
South Point trying to change some players out, get some fresh legs onto the field. Gaffney trying to prevent that, getting up to the line quickly, but South Point able to make their substitutions. Lindsey readies for the snap. He'll take it. Looks left side. Throws high over his intended receiver, right through the hands of number 13, Natron Johnson, who could not pull it in.
Running clock is in effect. It's still running, Chet. So it looks like 3 minutes counting down. They're on the 19-yard line. Gaffney's probably got about six plays left before this game's going to be over.
They'll run up three wide receivers to the right side, one to the near side. Kirby in the backfield with Lindsey. Lindsey claps his hands, takes the snap. Looking in Mills' direction over on the right side, a little crossing pattern through Mills' hands, almost intercepted, and a flag comes in. Big time collision out there. Mills slow to get up. His helmet popped off, but he is up, and the South Point defender who collided with him is still down on the field.
Well, a second before the pass even thrown, a South Point defender's helmet came off also, so two different players lost helmet on that play. And I don't know about you, Chet. I have no idea what the call is here. Looks like some pretty good play on both sides. There is a player on the field, so we could have an injury.
Yeah, timeout on the field for an injury. 2 minutes, 33 seconds to go. Stallions on top, 13-7 over the Gaffney Indians, but Gaffney is driving. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Did you know that if you're right-handed, you probably chew your food on the right side of your mouth, too? I'm Dr. Brittany Welchel, and rest assured, we can help you with uneven bites and teeth. Call Burrow & Welchel Orthodontics today for a free consultation. 803-670-8421.
Parents want their kids to get the same Bible education they received, but those same adults don't pursue God themselves. Statistics show parents who are committed to God raise kids who are committed to God. Kids won't love what you don't love. Join us at Northside Baptist Church, where we're building strong families by treasuring Christ together.
Welcome back out to District 3 Stadium, WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. It's a 13-7 game. South Point Stallions lead the Gaffney Indians with 2 minutes, 33 seconds to go in the ballgame. We're going to quickly send it down to Brown Simpson over on the sideline, who's got another interview for us.
I do, Chet. I've got Eric Stewart with Plato's Closet. Plato's Closet is one of our sponsors of this event tonight. Eric, thank you so much, you guys, being a part of this. Why is this event an important part of being a part of from standpoint of Plato's Closet?
You know, Brown, our customers are all the high school students of Rock Hill, so it's important for us to come out here and support them and then let everybody know that we're in town. Back to school was clothing is kind of what we do. That's how we make our living.
Well, we certainly do appreciate you guys being a part of it with 2:33 left in this game. Thanks so much. Chet, back up to you.
All right, so the flag on the play was a targeting foul whistled against the South Point Stallions, which will set up the Gaffney Indians with a first down and goal from just inside the 10-yard line. They're going to change out a couple of players even after the timeout, change the formation, go three wide receivers to the far side, one to the near. Kirby in the backfield with Lindsey. We've seen a lot of stretch plays out of this formation. Not this time. They're going to throw a little wide receiver flare. Great recognition by South Point. Lindsey gets hit, hangs on to the ball somehow. He had it floating around in his right hand and was just drilled by a defensive lineman for South Point. I thought for sure that ball was going to pop out.
I thought it was fumbled. I thought I saw it rolling, but what a great hand. Good play by the quarterback to hang on to that one.
Clock moves down to 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go. Second down and goal from the 12-yard line after the sack. Lindsey takes a snap, immediately rolls to his right, looking to throw to Mills, flag down on the far sideline. Pass is caught at the 7 or 8 yard line, but flagged down. It looked like it came off maybe an illegal formation. Not enough men on the line of scrimmage against the Indians. We'll wait for the call.
And clock continues to run with the minute 40.
Yeah, they're going to call ineligible man downfield. So I guess the receiver who ended up catching the pass did not get on the line, but the clock moves. Now they'll stop it. So I think Gaffney coaches are going to insist on having about 10 or 12 seconds put back up. Now it's back running again. Can't figure out what we're doing with the clock right now, but as of right now, it is running to the objection of everybody in this Gaffney visiting stands.
Timeout has been called. Now the clock stops.
Clock stops with a minute, 15 seconds to go.
That's just a case of not understanding. You know, those things are decided before the game, and I think the refs had it right. I believe they did, but the Gaffney coaches must not have understood that one.
And, you know, it's also a possibility that with the delay that we had in order to try to get these games completed, they may have changed from stopping the clock to running the clock.
Yep.
Looks like Providence is fully dressed, ready to go here on this near side. Northwestern under the scoreboard in their purple jerseys, looking sharp over there on the far sideline. They're itching, ready to get going. You know, you build up to an event like this, and any type of delay in being able to get on the field just builds that anticipation and that anxiety about getting out there. And right now, both Providence and Northwestern look to be chomping at the bit, ready to get out here onto the field.
If I was a bet man, I'm going to say when this game's over, they'll put 10 minutes on the clock and they'll be playing.
I don't even know if we'll have that long.
Yeah, won't be much of a warm-up for this one. But the players are stretching now. They're getting loose, so hopefully they'll be ready.
So after the pre-snap penalty, it'll be second down and goal from the 16-yard line. Ball spotted just outside the 16. Stallions looking to hold on to this lead. Minute 47 to go. They lead by six. Got to keep the Indians out of the end zone. Lindsay's got four wide receivers, three to the far side, one to the near. Kirby in the backfield with him. Hear the siren in the background. Little wheel route to a receiver out of the backfield. It was to Kirby, and it's overthrown. Can't tell if that's the siren inside the building or a train horn. Trying to determine what it is. No.
They're still playing.
They're still playing.
This ref's ready to get it over with. He's ready to go home, too. Minute 21, third down goal. I think they're going to let them play it out.
Yeah, for 10 minutes or so, haven't seen any flashes, distant or nearby. But the game will continue. A minute, 10 seconds to go. Clock moving. Gaffney with third down, 16. Need to get into the end zone for a first down. Lindsay's going to scroll to his right. Flag thrown in behind the play. Throws back across his body once again, high over the receiver. And I'm going to ask some advice from Coach Perry. I'm going to get him to nod to me. That's an incomplete pass on third and 16. You think about declining that? It's going to be a hold penalty against the Indians. Do you back him up to the 26 and allow him two downs, or do you decline the penalty and say take one shot from 16? He's saying back it up. We'll see what Coach Devontae Holloman decides to do. Clock's still rolling as the decision is made. Now they'll stop it. Gaffney takes a timeout to discuss.
That's a tough call, Coach. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
He's right. His insight that you guys can't pick up on the microphone is that the clock is your friend right now. So,
and that may be, I mean, there's limited timeouts. That may have been the last one. We're not sure.
That's at least two in the last minute from Gaffney. Yeah. So they are trying to decide what to do, and it looks like the Stallions have signaled that they wanted to back him up initially, and they will back him up outside of the red zone, outside the 25-yard line, all the way out. He's still walking, Mo.
So Coach Perry says even though there's two downs to go, this might be the last play of the game just due to time limitations.
Okay.
And certainly if you sack the quarterback or if you stop him before he gets in the end zone, it'd be very difficult for Gaffney to get a second playoff.
So now the situation, 46 seconds to go. They've added some time to the clock, which I think is probably right to do. Ball is out at the 29-yard line, but this is a third down and goal situation. The clock still shows that Gaffney has three timeouts, but I think that is an error. It's the first night for the scoreboard operators as well. So here we go, 46 seconds to go. Clock will start on the snap. Lindsay in the backfield, three wide receivers to that far side. Targets all night. It's been Stan Mills. He's going to be pressured out of the pocket. Acres of space on that right side to run. Inside the 20, 15. Makes a man miss at the 11, and it'll go down to the 7-yard line. Clock is still moving, and Gaffney will take a timeout. And if Coach Perry would have listened to me, that would be game over because he did not get into the end zone, and it would be fourth down, or that would have been fourth down, and we'd be in victory formation. and headed to the Sizzler.
But instead, how exciting is this? One play to go, it's fourth down. They're on the 7-yard line. If they score, they win. If they don't score, they don't win. It's all on this play. You know, either Gaffney will win or lose, depending if they get in the end zone on this one play.
And Perry pointed out that he ran for 20 yards, so he would have gotten into the end zone from where the ball was set previously. But we'll agree to disagree on that one. So,
well, Mac Banks might have a different idea here. I don't. There might be another way that could have gone too. So,
the 31 seconds on the. Or excuse me, 33.1 seconds. Stallions still in the lead, 13-7. Gaffney offense trying to put points on the board for the first time all night.
Running game not effective. They're probably going to roll out the quarterback and let him pass it or try to run in himself. That's my guess.
It is fourth down and goal from the 7-yard line. Everything comes down to this. Lindsay, empty backfield. Five wide receivers in the formation, setting up a screen pass. Lindsay getting pressured back all the way out to the 26-yard line, rolling to his right, going to beat around the edge, throws over the middle, intercepted in the end zone. South Point Stallions are going to be victorious, 13-7, 20 seconds on the clock, no flags on the field, and the Stallions hold on for the win.
Give the defensive line some credit on that. There was quite a rush. Did not let Lindsay set his feet. He started backpedaling. Threw it on the run, rolling to his left. Give the defense credit. Could not, didn't tell who got that interception. I wish we had. But South Point joyous. They got a little celebration going on as this game is over.
What an evening of football. The South Point Stallions hold on. Clock hits double zeros, 13-7 over the Gaffney Indians in a tremendous game, which was stalled for times. But the fireworks not only in the sky, also on the field. What a fantastic game. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the player of the game, and hopefully get a chance to talk with Devontae Holloman with his team's victory. You're listening to the OTS Sports Network.
KFC's new Cheetos sandwich is our popular crispy kernel sandwich smothered in Cheetos sauce and a layer of crunchy Cheetos. We combine two craveable flavors to make this deliciously crispy, crunchy, cheesy sandwich. Don't forget your four free Cinnabon biscuits with any 10-piece purchase. But it's only available for a limited time. So get to any York or Lancaster County KFC today.
It's not easy being cheesy.
Well, welcome back out to District 3. The South Point Stallions hold on for the victory against the Gaffney Indians, 13-7. Brown Simpson on the field with new head coach Devontae Holloman.
We sure do. I got Coach Holloman with me. Coach, that was a tough challenge for you guys tonight against the Gaffney Indians.
Really good matchup. They're a really good team and, you know, came down to the wire there at the end.
What a way to end with that interception that ended the game. What did you see that you liked tonight about your team?
Just when they stepped up to the occasion, you know, they were driving the score. We didn't panic. They made the play to win the game, and they kept their composure throughout it all.
Coach, congratulations. Best of luck this season to the Stallions.
Thank you. Thank you all for this. This is great.
Coach Devontae Holloman, the Stallions come out on top 13-7.
We appreciate that, Brown. Thanks for getting that interview with them. We are going to stick with you for just another minute or two. We're trying to identify who the Twitter poll and all the media in observance decided was our South Point Stallion player of the game, who will be receiving that wonderful Yeti cooler courtesy of Nichols Store. And as soon as we get that information, we'll be sharing it with you. Mo, what are your thoughts on the end of the game?
Well, what an exciting game. I mean, that's just as good as it gets when it's all down to one play at the end. And South Point, you know, we talk a lot about the offense. South Point defense looks like they haven't missed a stroke. They really, a lot of names that we aren't familiar with, but they certainly got the job done against a tough Gaffney team.
All right. Well, we do have recognition of who the winner is. He is taking some pictures with his fancy cooler. Brown Simpson is down there waiting on him to get done with the photo ops. Brown, who is our player of the game tonight?
Our Nickel Store player of the game is number 9, Omega Blake. He's a junior, and Omega is being congratulated right now. He's out front here with Darren and Tina Nichols, and also Ms. Fowler from the Palmetto Women's Center. They were the sponsor of this game tonight. Coach Holloman's out here. Gene Lucas from Hospitality Heating and Air. I'm going to grab Omega right quick and talk to him. Omega, congratulations on being named Nickel Store Player of the Game. How's it feel to get this big victory again tonight in a scrimmage against the Gaffney Indians?
It feels very good. You know, we was practicing very hard through the week.
I was studying film last night, and the main goal was to come out here and capitalize.
Well, you guys did it. You guys did a great job, and we wish you guys the best of luck this season.
Appreciate it, and I wish the same.
Omega Blake, our nickel store defensive player of the game. Great job.
Congratulations to Omega Blake and to all these South Point Stallions on coming out victorious. I assume everyone in South Point Stallion Nation is excited to see the Devontae Holloman heir get off to a start like tonight, and we'll be looking forward to that matchup versus the purple and gold Northwestern Trojans, who have taken the field, getting ready for the third game of tonight's WRHI kickoff in Football City, USA, presented by Hospitality Heating and Air. I'm Chet Tucker along with Mo Bell. We'll see you guys next week as we get going. Stay tuned for Northwestern Trojans versus Providence Panthers.